The best treatment of end-stage renal failure is renal transplant, particularly living-related renal transplant. But in developing countries, the infrastructure, resource, and the finance is not adequate enough to give the current mode of transplantation that is going on. They need a available, cheaper, supported by relatively simple infrastructure, living donated transplant, especially in low risk group with minimal immunosuppression akin to partial tolerance, achieving partial tolerance, which will lead to low cost long term graft survival in these groups. That's why we proposed, based on our case reports of living transplant patient who received lymphoablative therapy for post-transplant lymphoproliferative disorders, and we thought that this lymphoablative therapy preemptively in a living related transplant with low risk group would provide a reasonable tolerance program for graft survival in this group of patients. That's why we proposed a sequential form of lymphocyte depletion, where B lymphocyte will be depleted preemptively prior to the transplant, followed by the transplant. T lymphocytes will be targeted by usual protocol, followed by gradual reduction of the immunosuppressive agents to achieve a partial tolerance. Thanks.